But I'm gonna get to my message, and that is, I have two questions. You can't do a 3-point outline justice in 5 minutes. So I have two questions. If Jesus were knocking, would you let him in? And if Jesus were talking, would you hear him? Those are two questions that I want to answer in my own heart for the coming year. Now, I want to start in Revelation chapter 3. Now, most of you are familiar with this passage. This is about the Laodicean church. They are increased with goods. They have need of nothing. Redmond. It's Everett. It's Kirkland. It's Seattle. I mean, if there's any place that's like the Laodicean church, it's America, and it's epitomized by a place that's just spilling with money. Now, we don't think that we have money, but if you go to South Africa and you drive by Shantytown, you realize you have money because you can afford more than a cardboard box. And some people there don't have that. We have need of nothing. We have increased of goods. And the funny thing is, you know, we look at this passage in Revelation about the Lord knocking and let him in, and we use that as a salvation passage. But it's not exactly what it is. The Lord's talking to seven churches. And when he gets to number seven, the Lord Jesus Christ is not even inside. He's outside. The doors are locked. He's knocking to get in. That's the church in America. He's locked out. Now, it's really easy to preach against, oh, all of those people that are out getting drunk in the world, and we're in church. You know, we're cool. We're here. But you know what? He knocks on every one of our doors. If he knocks, will you let him in? You know, it's really easy for me to just bang on the Laodicean. But I know I'm one. Are you? Dave Edmunds, probably never heard of him. If you're old enough, you might have heard his song. It went like this. You went away and left long time ago. That could be the Lord Jesus. He did that. Dave Edmunds wasn't writing about the Lord Jesus. So he thought. Now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been. I don't want that to be me. I don't want that to be me. I hope that's your prayer. It's easy. The Laodiceans did it. The Laodiceans locked him out. He was outside the doors. He was locked outside. He was in the parking lot sitting in a cold car. Right now, in some churches, because of what's going on inside on New Year's Eve. The second question. First of all, if he were knocking, would you let him in? Second of all, if he were talking, would you let him in? The next part, the last verse of that song, you better get back to your used to be, because your kind of love ain't good for me. That's what a lot of folks say about Jesus. Now, a couple people went over time. I might go over 1 minute. Might use a transition, and I might use 1 minute. But I promise you I won't go past that. Jeremiah chapter 2, in verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying. Now, Jeremiah hears the word of the Lord. Now, he is the prophet that wrote Lamentations. Lamentations is about Israel lamenting God kicking the snot out of them for their wickedness. That's what Lamentations is about. God kicked the snot out of them, and they're lamenting their condition. But God laments in the book of Jeremiah. If you could just hear the heart of God in these words, listen to the Lord Jesus knocking and talking in this verse. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord. Do you hear him? I remember thee. Do you remember the day you got saved? God does. God remembers the day I got saved in the middle of the night on a bike trail in Virginia. He remembers that. And then he says this, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals. He's talking like Israel's a bride. Aren't you? Men, aren't you the bride of Christ? Listen to the heart of the Lord, and he says, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me. Oh man, when we got saved, we went after the Lord. Oh man, we loved him, and he loved us, and we knew it. We were holiness to the Lord. Verse 3, Israel. Put your name there instead of Israel. Kevin was holiness to the Lord. Put your name there. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. The Lord was a jealous God. He was going to kick the snot out of Israel's enemies if Israel would do what was right. Hear ye the word of the Lord. There it is again. Are you listening? And then verse 5. Thus saith the Lord. I'm going to ask you a question before I read this verse. What sin have you found in the Lord? And if you haven't found sin in the Lord Jesus, why aren't you faithful? Why am I not faithful to my Lord? Did I find sin in him? That's what the Lord asks here. Are you listening? He says, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me? What a question that God would have for Israel. What a question that he has for us, that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain. I leave you with this. God does it to every one of our hearts. He knocks the Holy Spirit and he talks his holy word. And we can do like the Laodiceans, and we can lock the door and keep him out there knocking, or we can do what he asks us to do in Revelation when he says, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let that be our prayer for the coming year, that we do that with the Lord and that we would be holiness again like we were when we got saved. Thank you so much for coming. I'm thrilled that there's so many people here. We're going to do charades immediately.